Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Carrie and Tommy. Let's just do a really quick roll call. Tommy Little.
I'm here, bro. I turned up.
Carrie Bickmore. No Carrie Bickmore today, but we are joined by Ash London.
Hello, my beautiful human friends. It's so great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Ash, you gorgeous woman.
You are.
Firstly, Bickers is away. She's got the black lung, I believe, and has
and
called
she's
him
not
sick.
Not faking. We both saw her last week. She's not looking great on the weekend.
She's not faking. It's got nothing to do with Lisa Wilkinson. There's no rumors that need to be spread. But Ash, there is something I need to talk to you about straight off the
anything.
Bat.
You are the only. Come to me with anything, Tommy Little. We're
well,
friends.
We were just casually chatting off air, yeah. And you revealed to me you're a big fan of the egg sandwich.
I am mad for an egg sanger. Don't like chicken, don't eat meat, love an egg sanger.
That is disgusting.
You're an idiot. They're the best. They are the best.
Well,
I'll
we
take
have
it.
Kicked off this well.
Egg and mayo. Our producer Caitlin just said her dad used to sometimes with a bit of curry powder. I'm down with that. The whiter the bread, the better. Sometimes soggy lettuce in there. Oh!
Dad, though, it is an old person. When I think of egg sandwiches, I do think of old people because it's always whenever there's an event and there's little of those square sandwiches, always by the time I get to it, it's only egg ones left because nobody likes them. I'm like, who asked for the egg sandwiches? Turns out it's one person. It's you.
Yeah, may I swoop in at the end and get all the egg sandwiches. What's the first? If you go to an event and there's a tray of sandwiches, all different ones, what flavour are you looking out for?
The one with chicken, hopefully with a bit of bacon on it.
And no. What's with chicken and bacon being friends? Chickens and pigs don't hang out in real life. When did we decide that in the culinary terms, chicken and pig are best friends? I'm not down with it.
We just decided when vegans took off that we needed to make sure just as many animals were getting taken out, and we've just started combining. That's when the turducken kicked off as well.
Nah, what is that? Turkey and a duck and a chicken?
Yeah, all stuffed
that's
inside
gross.
Each other. Which is
that's no one.
Yes, they do. They are dead before they do stuff them inside each other, we should point out.
Absolutely.
That is it's still not a great process.
And the phone
process.
Lines are going crazy. Everybody's saying egg sandwiches are the best. Australia agrees with me. Stop calling. We've got too many. We can't handle all the calls.
Hey,
I can hear them riding in the streets. We love egg. We love egg in a sandwich.
I reckon we'd smell them coming before we'd hear them coming.
Yes, egg breath. Nothing like it.
Oh, isn't there? God, just a freshness to my day. We got a fun show coming up.
Yeah.
Heaps to get to. But next, Ash, we had Sophie Monk on the project last night. As you know, it is the pointy end of the Bachelorette.
Yes.
It's a word I struggle with.
How many boys are left now, Tommy?
Three. Yeah. Blake, the greasy one, he left
he
at the end of last
over?
Week.
Oh, he's gone. Good. Didn't like
he's
him.
Gone. You
is
didn't
Apollo
like him?
Is Apollo still in?
Apollo is still in, the Greek goddess.
I love Apollo.
Caitlin, our producer. Sorry, God, I'm getting confused with Bachelor and Bachelorette. Caitlin, you just
Apollo
shook your head about Apollo.
23-year-old magician. I'm
yeah,
sure
he's
still 24. In.
I've been watching this all the time.
Yes, he's definitely still in.
Yeah. I've got a revelation for you next. I think even if you're not a Bachelor fan, I think this is just a dating move that I've never come across before, and you're either going to be impressed by it or disgusted by it. You'll find out what it is next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, Bickers always insists that we have showers together before each show. one of the upsides is it really does boost team morale. The downside is if one of us gets sick, it spreads through the whole team. She is away crook at the moment. We wish her all the best. She'll hopefully be back tomorrow, but we do have the awesome Ash London with us.
Where was my shower invitation? I showered solo like a loser.
Sorry, we thought it was a bit much to bring on people when it's there, you know, just one day at a time.
This is the second time I've done the show. I feel like if I do it again, I expect an invitation to the group shower, okay?
Yeah, but you
can
know
we all
some,
agree?
You, I can agree now that you've said it and you've put it out in the open. But you know, sometimes you offer people a group shower and they take it the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't get those people.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, this is weird. And you're like, there's nothing weird about it.
As long as we all wear our thongs into the shower so no one gets athlete's foot, I think it's perfectly acceptable.
Yes. I'm the one with athlete's foot, so.
Me too. I got it for the first time recently. I had to go and get a fungal cream from the pharmacist, and I was like, it's just my foot. I don't want him to think I've got some weird genital fungus. It was horrible.
I got the toenail thing. I had to go on tablets for my toenails.
Oh, is that pussy?
Did you
get a dodgy pedicure? Is that why?
No, they reckon it came from, I got the little fish to eat my feet overseas. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Every fungus that has appeared on your foot, you deserve.
The thing that sucks about that is it's like that was meant to be a thing. It was like, oh, you know, this is good for you. And then you're sitting there and you put your little feet in the tanks of water and it was so tickly. You know the things I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, the little tadpole fish that eat all the
Skin. Yeah, and they all suck on it. Yeah, they all suck on your feet. And I was... Yeah.
Changing the water between people putting their feet in there.
I know that now.
If you were in Thailand and there was a bucket of water and it was pay a dollar to just put your feet in the bucket and you put your feet in the bucket, okay. then the next person put their feet in the bucket, you wouldn't do it. It's worse because they're a fish. You deserve the fungus, Tommy.
Firstly, it was Mexico and it was in pesos. But you are right. I thought the fish, if they're cleaning your feet, they probably self-clean the bucket.
No, that's... Vaginas self-clean, fish don't self-clean.
I mean, I didn't have the option of that, did I?
Okay, well, next time you're overseas, the takeaway is don't get the fish to eat. You're going to get a fungus. This is not what we were meant to be talking about here, Tommy.
No, it's not. I'm not unhappy that we've ended up here, though. What I wanted to talk about was an amazing... I can't work out if this is amazing or creepy, right?
Okay, I'll give you my 2 cents.
Okay, it is about the Bachelorette.
Gotcha.
That is on TV at the moment. Sophie Monk. We had Sophie Monk on the project last night, and she revealed one of the big plot lines that's been going on. Are you a fan of the show, Ash?
I generally don't watch the show. I generally do a night show, Ash, on I'm not round, but I have seen bits and pieces of Sophie, and I think she's wonderful. Because I'm in, I'm across it, 50% across, let's say.
Okay, cool. Well, for those who aren't, one of the big storylines has been Jared, who is I affectionately call the tomato that cries, right? Because he's the
got
reddest
the red face.
He's the reddest bloke you've ever seen, and loves to smash out a tear.
But he's got very blonde hair as well, so it makes him look even redder.
Yeah. You're right. He one of the first things he did was give Sophie a plant, right? And it was meant to, as their love grew, the plant was meant to grow. One of the biggest dramas over the whole series is someone peed on the plant, right?
I read about that. Did anyone ever take responsibility for doing
it? Everybody knows it was Blake. Everybody knows it was Blake. He's never owned up to it, but everybody knows, right?
Everyone knows. Okay, gotcha.
There was something that we did not know about the plant that Sophie revealed last night on the project.
You know how excited he got because my plant grew? My assistant told me the other day he replaced it with a plant. It didn't grow.
What do you mean?
It didn't grow. I thought it was like Jack and the Beanstalk. I woke up one morning and went, wow, it's massive. It's a fern.
So the plant that he gave her to symbolise their love growing didn't grow and he bought a secondary plant and swapped it over.
You are exactly right. So he said, hey, Sophie, if this grows, it means we're definitely feeling things for each other. And then when she walked away, she went, oi, Terry, get me the other plant that's grown a bit more. Swapped it in and went, have a look. Can you believe how much? She even said afterwards, she's like, I should have known. It was like a day later and the plant was double the size.
She should know better than that.
Is that cunning, creepy, sleazy, or is it one of the tomato's best moves that he's ever done?
I'm going to say it's a great move, but also it's a bit manipulative, I think. You know what I mean? Like if he's saying that he's a beautiful symbolic thing, but then he's controlling it behind her back, I'm not in. I'd be ropeable if I was Sophie.
Not trusting the turnip. Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Well, Tim.
He's the turnip.
Yeah.
Poor Sophie. Was she angry about it or did she think it was funny?
No, she thought it was funny.
Okay, so she wasn't looking at the plant going, my feelings are growing as I see it growing. It's the universe giving us a sign, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. She was just like, okay, the plant grew. You know, she's quite flippant with her. She's like, the plant grew. Okay, what else? What's going on? Should we do, is it amazing or creepy? Or would you like to know other cunning kind of pickup moves that people have?
Other cunning moves.
Great.
Yes,
give us a call, 131060. Have you got a dating move? It might be when you first start your relationship. It might even be when you meet people. One of the best things I think I ever did, and I only ever did it once, was I got a napkin. I met a cute girl at a bar and I got a napkin and I wrote on the napkin, I said, this would be so much better if I had a card. And then I wrote my number on the napkin. Okay, the silence from you is absolutely deafening. And could explain why I'm still single. Buzz is playing me out.
Let's do this. 131060, cunning dating moves.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickers away, Ash London is filling in today.
Thanks for having me, beautiful people.
And we are talking cunning dating moves. Because Sophie Monk told us last night that Jared, the beetroot that pushes out tears, gave her a plant and he said to her, hey, if this plant grows, it's a symbol of our love growing too. And then she told us last night, nah, he just switched out the plant and got a slightly bigger one in and then went, oi, look how much it's grown. We must be in love. What a move.
What a move. Some would say cunning. Some would say very manipulative and creepy. I'm in the latter category.
But either way,
it's untruthful, but good on him for having a red hot crack. Yeah, at least he had something on his sleeve.
Either way, we want to find out more. Terry, have you got something for us?
I do. I was out with the girls one night, and I really wanted to give my number to this guy that I'd had my eye on for probably half the night, I'll be honest. And I didn't actually have anything to write my number on, so I just simply went and wrote it from his wrist to his elbow on the inside of his arm, and he couldn't pick up anyone else for the rest of the night, except me.
Oh, so you've done a double there. You've said, here's how to contact me, and also I'm going to make sure that you go home with no one else. That is, I applaud you for that, Terry.
Very good. There is something strange about it for me, Terry, that you looked at him and you thought, I fancy him, but I also think he's going to pick up someone else tonight.
Yeah.
He was pretty good looking.
Yeah, good on him, Tez.
He called me the next day as well, even, so.
Good on him. Did you have a Sharpie because you do it often, or did you just use lipstick or something?
Well, no, it was a permanent texter, but I just actually pulled it out of my bag. I didn't have any lipstick or a pen. It was actually a permanent texter off his arm.
That tells me that you're doing this every Friday night when you go out.
That's the type of thing that if ended in marriage, I mean, revealing that you got it tattooed would just be. Oh. I mean, this is good stuff. Paige, this is what we're talking about. Have you got a cunning / creepy / amazing dating move?
Yeah, so when I actually met my now boyfriend, I actually thought he was somebody else. But when I was younger, I used to stalk him on MySpace. And when we started seeing each other, I left items at his house, so he had to see me the following weekend for me to get them back. So they were bigger things like cardigans, shoes, some things out of my handbag, and I was like, oh, hey, I accidentally left my cardigan at your place. Can I come and get it next weekend? And he'd be like, yeah, all right. No worries.
Couldn't you just trust that you had chemistry and that he'd want to see you again?
Oh,
surely
that's
enough.
Not what it's about, mate. That's not what it's about. Where do you get your confidence from? You got to leave half your wardrobe at a bloke's house.
That would just be annoying because you're missing it. Just have a great time and say, call me back. Or just manipulating.
Oh, no, Paige has had enough.
That's cool. I mean, I get it, Paige.
Do you reckon it's ever too obvious? What if you walked out with like one high heel on, just clomping out up and down?
Up and down the street.
Generally, because, you know, your feet get sore. So my bag was always big enough to carry a pair of thongs in. So I'd always have shoes to put on the next day.
So you'd carry an extra pair of shoes in your bag to leave at the boys' house so you'd have to get them back. Yeah. It all sounds very complicated to me, Paige.
Paige, how often are you having to replace your full wardrobe because you don't see these guys and are just losing clothes every weekend?
Well, not very often. 6.5 years later and I haven't had to do it again.
Oh, Paige, good
well
on
done,
you.
Well done, darling. It's worked once.
You probably didn't even have to move any of your stuff into his place. It was probably just all there by the end of it. This is good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chantra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ash London, she's filling in for Bickers today. Hey, Ash, I reckon you'd have some amazing knowledge up your sleeve, in your pockets, wherever you want to stash it.
Is that because I'm wearing glasses today and I look smart?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to think that I do have a bit of knowledge stuffed up my I don't know where it's stuffed.
As soon as you go with stuffed up, it's very hard to complete the sentence in a family friendly time slot.
Yeah, but my mum's a teacher, and also I've got one of those families who are just really into like playing Trivial Pursuit and that kind of family. So I like to think I've got a couple of factoids tucked away.
Well, this is why I wanted to get you involved and also the people involved on 131060. If you've got an amazing fact that you reckon you can blow our mind with, now is the time to pick up the phone.
Did you know that bananas are actually herbs?
If you leave a jellyfish in the sun, it will evaporate, and the pandas are owned by China.
Blow our minds.
I did have my mind blown about the panda thing, that all pandas in the world are owned by China. That is mind-blowing.
So that kid's name is Taj, right? He called us the other week and told us that.
Yeah.
All the pandas around the world are just loaned out by China.
That's crazy. Is that because they only ever exist in China and, like, you can't grow a panda in... Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
There's grow a panda in the ground. But...
There's not... Yeah. There are no pandas roaming around Darwin with... The Chinese aren't swooping on them and going, I'm taking you. Yeah, got it. We've heard.
So am I supposed to share a mind-blowing fact at this point? Is this how it is?
If you've got one, I'd love one.
I feel like I do. Okay. So did you know that 1/4 of the bones in the human body are in your feet?
1/4?
You know
what usually happens, and this is a bit hurtful to tell you this way, Ash, but what usually happens is if Buzz's mind is blown, he drops a bomb sound effect.
Where's the sound effect, Buzzy?
I'm not going to just play it. It's not going to give you a sympathy bomb drop.
Oh. Well,
but Buzz, are you not impressed by that? I'm a bit impressed by that. I'm just trying to work out 1/4. For me, I thought there was about around 300 bones in the body. Does that mean there's about 60, 70 in your
75.
Foot?
75.
Gee,
I'm
good
at
maths. Can we just appreciate that I just got a quarter of 300 that quickly? That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, I mean, I also guessed the 300 mark, so don't... Okay. Let's not go...
Because think about it, when someone breaks a bone, usually you think broken arm, broken wrist, broken rib, but none of... But a quarter of them are in the foot. That's blown my mind, because the foot's small. It's small. It's maybe 1/10 of the body's size. So the bones must be very small bones.
That is why it's mind-blowing. So it means if somebody calls you and you can't see them and they say, I've broken a bone in my body, guess where? 25% chance it's in the foot.
In the foot.
Go with that.
Go with that.
Good.
I love where you took that, Tommy Little. That's phenomenal work by you.
Brittany joins us on the phone now. Britters, can you blow our minds?
Yes, I can. Cheeseburgers have pickles on them because if they didn't, they would be classed as confectionery.
Ooh. Buzz didn't even hear
I love cheeseburgers.
He loves the cheesy. He just heard cheeseburger.
He pressed
it, but as soon as she said cheeseburger, he was like, I'm in. Because the buns are so sweet, Brittany. Is that why?
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
Brittany, I would say this fact is mind-blowing, but it's actually, I've heard this so many times that I think it's actually a myth. What do you say when I say that, Britters?
Well, I learned it at trivia, so if trivia told me it was right, am I wrong?
She's made a great point.
What trivia?
In Wagga Wagga.
Oh, okay. That could stand up then.
Is it a good pub or is it the crappy pub in Wagga Wagga?
It's a good pub when we win.
How many pokies are in the pub?
How many pokies?
Is there pokies in the pub?
No,
then I trust it. Then it's a good pub.
No, I played the Leagues Club a couple of weeks ago there, Brittany, next to the new motel in town. I mean, if that trivia's not doing you good, head down to the Leagues Club. It's an absolute ripper. Let's go to Jared. Jared, blow our minds, bro.
Hello? No,
Jared. Jared.
Hippo milk is bright pink.
Hippo milk.
Say that again, I missed it.
Hippopotamus milk is bright pink.
No.
Why? Why are you saying no?
Why would it be pink?
Because it's strawberry.
Why?
Hippos probably eat strawberries.
No, they don't. They live in Africa on the
you
plains
can't just
of the
say
Serengeti.
No. You can't just say no, though, and see how Buzz didn't drop a bomb because he heard there was fruit involved and you just went, man. Take me back to the cheeseburgers. So, Jared, have you ever seen hippo milk? Hang on.
No, I haven't, but I learned it at trivia like the last time.
Trivia.
I'm sensing a bit of a trend here, and I think that trivia on a whole is just making Australia dumber, personally.
If you ever want to spread some propaganda, just get through your local trivia dealers. Hippo milk, I've just looked it up, is hippo milk pink? Hippo milk is not pink because hippos sweat pink. It's not really sweat, though. It's just a substance that comes out of their skin that acts as a natural sunscreen and natural antibiotic. That is amazing.
That's mind-blowing. Drop the bomb, Buzz. Drop the bomb.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Joined by Ash London.
Yo, yo, yo. That's, I don't know why I did it like that.
No.
I got nothing. I think because we're coming out of DJ Khaled maybe. But thanks for having me, guys.
Yo, 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 it's yo. Ash London. Imagine if you just did the whole show like that. We've been
Put
talking
your
all
hands night. In yeah. the air, yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
Well, you yo. Are such an R&B hip-hop fan. I reckon you would just back me up and it would be sick, Tommy.
Completely.
Little,
so. And they'd yes. go, never let Carrie be away again. We don't know what happened to the show. It was a lot of yo, yo, yo.
Put your hands in the air, yo.
Because you know that's my dream gig ever is to be the hype guy, right?
Yes.
And so, like, for Cypress, he'll have the best one ever because he just says the last word of the line,
yeah.
but repeats it in the background. So it's yeah. like, you know, are you having a good time? And he just in the background goes, time.
Yeah, and that's then like just Quavo does that.
It's so
in all
good.
These tracks. It's amazing. Hancho, Quavo, it's the best. Yeah. So I have a bit of a weird obsession with a weird obsession, if you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I am completely intrigued by foot fetishists.
Right.
I just, like, it's not like I'm a foot fetishist.
Have you come into contact with one?
Yes, I have in the past. When I lived in London, I worked for this digital startup. It was kind of like a mix between YouTube and YouTube for daredevils, right? So people would do Ooh. Weird things.
Like prank tube or something.
Exactly. Like some they would like dare people to do things and people would take up the dare.
Right.
And one guy was dared to do a shooey, like out of his van. You know, a shooey, you pour a beer into your shoe and you
yes.
drink it.
Daniel Ricciardo, so very famous for them.
Yes. So he puts this video on the thing, on the site, and then within 24 hours, someone had contacted him and said, I will give you $1,000 if you express post me the shoe.
Now, hang on. There's something. So I assume when I assume foot fetishes, it's always just guys offering women money for photos of their feet or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Right?
Like this was in the news over the weekend. I don't know if you read it. This woman makes $92,000 a year just from putting photos of her feet on Instagram.
Now, is that 92 blokes paying $1,000 or is that one bloke spending every single cent he can and spending $92,000 on this
just
one?
Just one rich person. Well, she says it's a range of different people. They make different requests. And to most people who don't have this fetish, you look at it, it's not sexual. It's not like she's putting her feet in weird places. It's just the type of shoes she wears. Some of the videos that I've come across, because I always look them up because, like I said earlier, I'm intrigued by them. They'll wear different, they put their feet into different textures, like glue, thick glue. Sometimes it's gravelly and it's just a close-up video of the foot on the it's
feet
just, I'm stuff. Just mad for it.
Is it?
I just, yeah, these fetishes.
You know how mad you are for it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think that maybe you have a foot fetish?
No, because it's not the actual feet. It's the fact that people get off on it that I'm so intrigued by.
But so is anybody watching these videos actually into it, or are they all like you and they're into the idea of being into it? How do you spot the person with the foot fetish? Is it the guy sweating at the shoe store? What's
yes,
like? How do you pick them?
Watching people with binoculars from outside as they try on shoes. I don't know.
Right.
I've never been in a relationship with someone that has a fetish. Have you, Tommy?
No. No, and that makes me feel so plain. I feel so vanilla.
I've got to go out
and sniff a foot or something just to get back in the radar. I wonder how you bring them up. That's what
yes.
I always, because you see some weird things about it. And I thought, like, even with the feet thing, do you ever just go, like, hey, babe, can you pass the salt and can I sniff your socks?
Yes,
like
exactly.
And they go,
how?
Sorry? And you said, just the salt, please. And they go, no, no, yeah. You said something else. You go, no. You're like, why? Would you be into it if I did say something? No, okay, no, just, okay, just the salt.
Yeah.
Like, how do you break it?
I have no idea. If you are listening and you have an answer for this, give us a call on 131060. How did they tell you about the fetish? When did it happen? How long into the relationship? Was it, as Tommy said, casually over the salt? Or did you make an appointment and say, it's something I need to talk about?
Or did they just bring it up on a radio show, say they're into videos of people doing it, but it's not specifically them.
I don't
but
have
then hopefully their
fetish.
Partner reads between the lines and listens to the show.
All right, Australia, that's what we need. 131060, how do they tell you about their fetish? Ash Lennon, you can call for this one. We'll take your calls next. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Ash London's here filling in for Bickers, who is sick today. And you've got me down a wormhole on the internet here,
yeah,
London.
Yeah, you're going to be stuck for hours. We're all looking at YouTube videos pretty much just foot fetishist. So foot feeding glue, feeding high heels, but feeding car parks on gravel.
Mate, I don't know if I'm looking up the right thing because I'm looking at these feet in glue, but I think they're basically ads for rat traps. Like, because they're sticky boards that women are walking across in slow motion.
People love it. People are mad for it.
But these are actually traps. I didn't know you could also trap rats and mice like this as well. It's like a sticky board and then they get stuck in. Exactly. And these poor women either didn't realise it was there.
Yeah.
And have placed the camera perfect. They know. They know.
Okay. How many millions of views? Some of them have got like 45 million views. Yep. And I don't think all of the people are watching are people like me who are just obsessed by the idea of people.
44 million of those views are your views. This last one had 237,000 views. That's where I'm going wrong. I'm posting clips of my stand-up. I should just be getting my little twinkle toes out.
Have you got good feet? Do you get a man pedi?
No, I told you. I put my foot in the fish thing, and then it
got a fungus.
Then got a fungus
infection.
But
you can't make money now from being putting it on YouTube because unless that's a niche fetish of feet with athlete's foot in rat traps.
Tommy Tento's days as a shoe model is absolutely done and dusted. Who have we got on the line? We've got Megan. Megan, we're talking about, did your partner have a fetish?
Yeah, he did, and it was quite severe. I actually didn't know. We'd been together for 6 to 8 months when he actually came out and told me.
It was feet. Sorry, Megan, to interrupt, but it was a feet thing, yeah?
Yeah, it was definitely a feet thing. We were just sitting on the couch. He was rubbing my feet, and he turned to me and goes, oh, how would you feel if, you know, I like your feet a bit more than just normal? And I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, I've got a bit of a foot fetish. And I didn't know what to say. I was just like, oh.
So he said a bit of a foot fetish. So when he first said that, what did you think? Like, he just likes nicely maintained feet?
Yeah, that's literally all I thought. And then time progressed on and things sort of got a little bit out of control to the point of he wouldn't come and see me unless I sent him photos of my feet.
Oh, darling, that is. And he waited 6 to 8 months to tell you that.
Yeah. And then.
And you had developed pretty strong feelings for him at this point?
At that point, yeah, I did. And then once things got out of control, I'm like, man, this is too much. Like,
but you know, that's not even the fact that it's photos of feet. If anybody says to you, if you're in any relationship out there, and anybody says to you, hey, you can't see me unless you send me photos of anything, even if it's the cupboard in the side, right? If that's their rule, you're just like, oh, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
A jerk with a foot fetish in this case, but, you know, still. Rita, is this your current partner we're talking about?
No, my ex-boyfriend.
Okay, and is it a foot fetish again?
It's a diaper fetish.
Diaper?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, wants you to wear a diaper and be a baby, or does he want to wear the diaper and you play the role of the parent or carer?
Both.
Oh! I love it so much. How long did he take to tell you, Rita?
It was probably, so I met him off Tinder, so it was our third date.
Yeah.
Of course he's on Tinder. I mean, it is.
And how did he bring it up, Rita?
He kind of just looked at me and he goes, would you mind wearing a diaper? And I was like, yeah, sure. I like to explore fetishes.
Cool.
He's like, okay.
And I mean, it's convenient if you're lazy, right? Or are you not allowed to? Are you allowed? Oh, I've got so many questions.
Keeping in mind that it's the afternoon and children might be listening.
Yes.
Did you use the diaper in the traditional sense that one uses a diaper for?
Yes.
I mean, Buzz, we're going to go to the song. I've got a lot to take on board. I'm experiencing a lot of things right now. Good on you, Rita.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Of course, Bickers has been away today. She is crook. If you are listening, Bickers, all the best. Get well soon. But Ash London, thank you so much for filling in. You've been an absolute pleasure. That ended in a diaper story.
It ended in a diaper fetish story.
Hamish and Andy, they're in next. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.